We've featured the work of area organizations that take in stray or unwanted dogs and cats, then work to place them with a forever home. The one thing we hear consistently is that there's a shortage of homes to adopt these animals or foster them until a permanent family is found. One Overland Park woman wants to help the situation by asking her city to lift its pet limit ordinances. She is Audrey Sanchez with Families for Pets. She has a petition underway to lift those limits. She joins us from Skype from her home this morning. And Audrey, good morning. Thanks for taking some time.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Sean Riley. He's a manager of communications in the Overland Park City Manager's Office, where he joins us by phone. And Sean, good morning to you too.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Audrey.
We'd like to invite our listeners to join in, especially residents of Overland Park. Do you want the current two dogs and or two cats limit abolished? Call us at 816-235-2888 or tweet us at KCUR up to date. Audrey, let's begin with you, and let's begin with what inspired you to start this petition drive. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I have been rescuing pets for nearly two decades, this past few months, I have come to realize that the shortage of homes for pets is in many ways directly related to ordinances like the one in Overland Park.
And the ordinance in Overland Park, Audrey, says what? How many dogs and cats can you have?
Yes. So you are allowed to have two dogs and or two cats unless you receive a special animal permit.
Okay. And do you have a permit yourself?
I do not, no. I actually do not want three dogs or three cats.
Okay. How many do you have in the house right now?
Yes, I have two dogs and one cat.
Okay. Sean, can you outline for us the petition procedure for Overland Park and how many signatures does Audrey need here?
Well, sure, but I want to make sure we're clear, too, that while there is a permit, a special animal permit, people are going to have as many dogs and cats as they want once they obtain a permit. In fact, one individual has nine dogs. Now the person has four dogs and 10 cats. So the permit allows you to exceed that limit of two dogs, two cats. And this also pertains to foster pets, which was addressed by the council about 3 years ago. But to the petition process, if anybody wants to pursue a petition process, there are several ways they can do it. One is Audrey's doing online, and you can submit that to the city for the council to consider. Or you can go through and seek a petition with an ordinance, proposed ordinance written on it, and seek about 2,000 signatures of registered voters.
So, Sean, you're saying that there are exceptions that are already allowed here. So is there a need for a new rule, a new limit here?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess I don't understand Audrey's, situation in detail. But, again, in 2013, the council addressed the foster permit, which allows you to have two pets, two dogs. And if you want to exceed that, then you want to get the special animal permit, which is $100 the first year, which covers research by animal control to make sure the person's going to be humane, provide for the animals very well, and that the neighbors are going to accept it, and that there won't be any issues. The following years will be $50, and we don't do that contact anymore with animal control.
Audrey, what's your concern with the current setup? Why isn't that good enough right now?
Yes. So when we think about the special animal permit, it is designed, right, to make sure you have a home that is accommodating for more than two animals, or possibly four animals if you have two dogs or two cats. But what it doesn't guarantee, which is what pet limits are designed to guarantee, is that we have responsible pet owners in the community. I could pursue a special animal permit prior to getting a third dog, which would be the required protocol. Because if I had a third dog already and I applied and happened to be denied, then one of my pets could be confiscated. And that would be devastating. But I could have them come in, investigate my home, interview my neighbors, and then adopt a dog that is actually disruptive or unsafe, barking. The special animal permit doesn't guarantee, nor does the pet limit, guarantee responsible pet ownership or quality of care for the animals in our community.
Sean, what about that?
I wish we could guarantee responsible pet ownership. We all know that there are some people who aren't responsible pet owners. But, again, the permit, which is like many other cities in Johnson County, allows people to have more than, again, the two dogs, the two cats. And as Audrey said, yes, we do make sure that the pets can be properly cared for, humanely treated. Because ensuring the care of pets is very important to everybody.
Yeah. Let me go to a phone call here. Mary Ann from Overland Park. Mary Ann, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Well, thanks, Mary Ann.
I want to comment on a couple of things. I have one dog in Overland Park. I, at one point, had three, had to go through their special permit process. They came out to the house. They looked at our house. They talked to our neighbors, which was fine because all of our neighbors said, oh, they're great pet owners. I would have no problem with their having a third dog. But I have a neighbor on the other side who at one point got a special permit for five cats.
Mm-hmm.
We live in townhouses with houses that are less than 1,000 square feet. She would let these cats roam everywhere all day long and all night. And I called the city, I called animal control, and my problem is that they don't really enforce that special permit limit. I even wrote a letter saying I oppose this woman having five cats, and they totally ignored it. They said, well, unless she has a ticket or something like that, we'll just go ahead and blanket give her a permit.
So, Mary, you're opposed to lifting the limits then. Do I hear you right?
I'm sorry?
You're opposed to lifting the limit.
I am opposed to lifting the limit, yes.
Yeah, well, let me get Audrey. Audrey, how, weigh in here. What do you say to someone like Mary Ann and this concern that if someone has an, you know, a whole bunch of dogs and cats in their home, the cats are being out, are being let out to roam the neighborhood, what do you say to your neighbors who might have those concerns?
Yes, so I say first and foremost, this is an example of when the pet limit actually did not promote what it was intended to do, which is create responsible pet owners. The AKC and the National Council or National Canine Research Council have actually done extensive research and proposed solutions for communities to replace pet limits. And one of those is ensuring that animal control is more vigorously enforcing the laws that already exist. Laws about nuisance, noise, sanitation, safety, leash laws, all of those sort of things.
Sean, is animal control out patrolling and spot checking the city for pet violations, or does it pretty much operate on calls and requests from residents themselves?
Well, animal control responded to over 3,000 calls last year, as well as that doesn't include what our patrol officers responded to because our animal control is not 24/7. But they do. It is complaint-driven. You know, and Steve, I wanted to go back to one thing, too, is over the past few years, last 3 or 4 years, the city on average has approved over 300 special animal permits and has not denied any.
Not denied any?
No.
Audrey, what about that?
I mean, that's good to hear. The process via the website and the protocol you have to go through in order to be approved, the very first paragraph is actually very heavily worded in which it says you must demonstrate extraordinary and or extenuating circumstances to prove that you need a third dog or third cat.
Sean, if the pet limits are lifted, how reasonable is it to assume that there will be increased calls to animal control, and how ready is the department to handle all that?
Well, you know, we used to have, I think, 5 or 6 animal control officers, and we now have 3. We had cutbacks, you know, due to the recession. You know, and back in 1972, when this proposal first came up before the council, you know, it's interesting, and it's not very detailed, but some of the complaints were about cats running loose. That was probably the most predominant complaint. But, you know, I imagine if people have more pets, and if they're not responsible, we're going to get more calls.
Audrey, how close are you getting this petition wrapped up and the number of signatures turned in?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to keep the petition open a few more weeks. Would love to continue talking with the public to make sure that we have the number of signatures we need. Currently, we have about 200 Overland Park resident signatures and a few hundred other signatures from people who don't live in Overland Park demonstrating their support for these sort of things.
Well,
so I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks to continue talking with the city council and meet with the public safety committee of the city council.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this as well. I want to thank Audrey Sanchez with Families for Pets, Sean Riley with the city of Overland Park, the city manager's office. Thanks
to you
both for giving us a good update here. I appreciate it.